Well, it's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont, and today's story is chapter 28 of my book For a Few Days, Stories from a Season of Life on a Family Farm, and it's entitled Getting In for Christmas. How much longer, Dad? The snowy fields are passing, and we're oohing and aahing over displays of lights. We slow down through small towns all dressed for the season. We're fighting our way through the snow and wind and cold and ice, all the way from Grand Rapids, Michigan to Licking County, Ohio. After what seems like an eternity, we finally pass through the little village of Utica and then south on Route 13 to St. Louisville. Everyone's awake now. Mom combs our hair and she straightens our clothes. We turn east in St. Louisville and we follow the road toward the base of the hills that separate us from Christmas on the farm. The blue lights from the instrument panel glow on my dad's intense features. We're close now, but the most difficult part of the trip is just ahead. The last 3 miles to the farm take over an hour. The last major hill before the farm is ice-covered and steep. Our car will not climb the hill. We make 3 or 4 attempts, tires spinning in the old Plymouth, sliding back down toward the base of the hill. We're so close to warmth and home and loved ones and Christmas. We're all so close to the security and the happiness of family all gathered for Christmas, but we're stranded with a steep, icy hill between us and the farm. Dad will have to walk for help. He pulls on his gloves, turns his hat down over his ears, buttons his coat tight against the scarf around his neck, and he walks to Sadie's to make a call. A few minutes later, he's back and he's warming himself in the car, blowing on his hands to get him warm. We wait in the cold darkness, tense with anticipation. Finally, beyond the hill, there's a faint glow of light from a vehicle coming over the hill from the other side. We break into cheering. It's the dark silhouette of my grandpa in the seat of his little Ford Ferguson tractor with his coat collar turned up against the icy wind. Grandpa backs the tractor up in front of the car, snakes a log chain to the frame, slowly pulls us up to the top of the hill. He unhooks the chain and escorts us the last mile or so to the farm. It's a great adventure. Within a few minutes, we can see the old white farmhouse nestled in the snowy valley, lights glowing out from within, promising warmth and love and food and laughter. Down by the spring run, the spruce is wearing its coat of Christmas lights. Minutes later, we're stomping off snow and bearing gifts and exchanging hugs and Merry Christmasing all around. And that's the story from out on Bittersweet Farm today, where every day is a beautiful day, and the little light in the kitchen is always on.